You, Mr. Thomas. This is Walter W. Ross, International Headquarters of Beta Sigma Phi, speaking from Kansas City. We are gathered here in our silver anniversary celebration to say to our guests that which we frequently have pleasure in saying to ourselves, reminding ourselves of the aims and purposes of our glorious organization. Beta Sigma Phi has 4,406 chapters and 120,000 members throughout the world, and is growing rapidly. More important, however, than the fact that it is the largest Greek letter organization in the world is the fact that Beta Sigma Phi is the chosen instrument for expression of those who, in my opinion, are the finest young people who ever lived. We have discovered a way to make an art of living, whether we have all the honors that a university can bestow or whether we have never seen the inside of a school of higher learning. We have the formula that is age-old and available to everyone. The substance of the art of living is the good, the true, and the beautiful. And the tools for our use are thought, speech, and action. It is the way we use these tools that we would share with new friends for whom we're always looking. You will want to take the journey with us to discover the amazing satisfaction of our cultural lives. We begin with the knowledge that only a small part of our potential capabilities are ever utilized. We believe, for instance, that you have many, many more resources intellectually and socially than even you realize. And our aim is to create a climate in which you as a person can grow tremendously. If you're shy, for example, the small, intimate circle of your chapter will relieve you of that handicap, and you will find yourself growing into confident leadership. Or you may have exceptional talents and skills that will find their expression in our forums and our many state and area conventions. Here are the first 4 years of challenging exploration. Conduct, expression, and purpose, beauty, paths to loveliness, happiness. We believe in play. Too many people in the world today have never learned or else have forgotten how to play. Most people cannot laugh all of their laughter. On the other hand, most great people have learned to have joy in little things, to make a game of anything that crosses their path. This is all closely akin to having an awareness and intellectual curiosity that keeps them forever young. Our social sponsor in a Western city was entertaining her chapter one evening in her home. They were planning their spring dance. Her husband was a professor at Leland Stanford University and one of the outstanding scientists in the world. He was fascinated by the plans for the dance, and no detail in the planning was too small to challenge his interest. No wonder that he never grew old and that everyone loved him. He had learned how to find pleasure in every good thing. Our Beta Sigma Phis do not sit down to the feast without an appetite. Whether it is a picnic, a covered dish party, or a formal dinner, our Beta Sigma Phis have the rare gift of being lighthearted and gay. They seem to make a festival of every day. Traditional social functions are October teas, Christmas parties, Christmas dances, spring formals, Founders Day formal banquet, the Valentine Ball, Mother's Tea, and Exemplar Day. The rituals of Beta Sigma Phi express the beauty of our undertaking, and they're not secret, since our organization is non-sectarian. Women of all faiths have joined with us in the belief that in this movement, our only right is the right to be useful, and much that we acquire in skill and grace will reflect in our associations elsewhere, in our churches, in our civic pursuits, and in the good enterprises in which you and your husbands may be earning your living. The first degree is the pledge service. 6 months later is the ritual of jewels degree, and 4 years later, the exemplar degree. Our honorary degree is the Order of the Rose and may be earned by members of 15 years active membership. I believe our rituals to contain some of the most beautiful thoughts ever written. And in the exquisite setting of beauty created by our membership who will offer them to you, you will find inspiration in them over and over again. Unique in all the world are the philanthropies of Beta Sigma Phi. Beta Sigma Phi is not a service organization. it was created for the members rather than the members being secured for the organization. Nevertheless, I do not know of an organization anywhere that is as generous as this one. Even though the much-abused word service was not written into our beginning, there has been a voluntary, spontaneous, and generous outpouring of gifts to others in our quarter century of life. Our International Endowment Fund, subscribed to annually by the chapters, has $100,000 in assets now, after having spent thousands upon thousands of dollars in cancer research and many other projects. The fund is now supporting Girls Town in Texas, modeled after Boys Town in Nebraska, to the extent of $1,200 a month. The chapters have just voted to make a grant of $5,000 a year for cancer research in Brown University at Providence, Rhode Island, and have just presented the American Cancer Society with $16,000. In Canada, $5,000 a year is spent as a special Canadian project chosen by the 350 chapters in that country. In addition to all this, literally tens of thousands of local projects have been successfully accomplished by our chapters in their own communities. Then there is the International Loan Fund, which provides emergency loans to our Beta Sigma Phis in case of illness or accident to themselves or any member of their family. Finally, we are creating a fund for our own homestead to be built for our Beta Sigma Phis and their husbands who may wish a delightful place to live along toward the end of their journey. These are just a few of the reasons why Beta Sigma Phi is generally the dominant organization in town and why its members are prominent in the civic and intellectual life of their communities. I see my friend Thomas L. Thomas is ready to sing to you again. You're up.